Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Hi, DXers. Here comes your market scope for June 2001. Summer is here and it sure feels so good. Remember last month? That's right. We were dialing up the AM dial in Houston, Texas with our radio-loving pals, Dale Hamm and Gary Kettler. Now, we've been enjoying AM stations in Houston, Texas, and this month we take up the FM side. Here are your Market Scope guest hosts, Gary Kettler and Dale Hamm.
Well, hi, Dale. Again.
Here we are on side two for Houston FM.
There's an 88.1 on the southeast side of Houston that we do not hear here.
Okay.
In fact, there's a translator of another station on 88.1.
Okay.
So there's no way we could hear that one.
Okay.
And I don't know much about what they are. They're some sort of Christian. Then KUHF on 88.7 is the big NPR station. They are classical and they run All Things Considered and Morning Edition.
And serve our country. This is the privilege and responsibility we share.
Next is 89.3. KSBJ, which is a contemporary Christian, and they've been doing that for maybe 20 or 25 years. They have a translator here on the island on 97.3, although sometimes you can hear the 89.3 better. When the trop is up, you can hear, sometimes you can hear the station in Baton Rouge on the translator, so that's kind of fun. Next is 89.7. It's Alvin Community College's station, KACC, and their rock and roll.
All those years ago.
One of the members of the greatest rock band in the world, and of course they had 27 number one hits. I'm talking about the Beatles, and that was George Harrison with All Those Years Ago. Hey, what's Rob? Hey, it's Rob here. We're closing out 30 minutes of nonstop rock in that little block. I did start off the hour with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Freebird, The Beatles, Styx, and of course George Harrison. So, hey, that was awesome anyway. Coming up, I got music from Billy Joel, Rolling Stones, Goo Goo Dolls, AC/DC. So, stick around for that. We are rocking on with a Billy Joel and Don't Ask Me Why. Hey, and hey, it's a great song, so listen up. Only on the Gulf Coast Rocker, 89.7 KACC.
Point one is KPFT, owned by Pacifica. They're a community radio station, and we cannot hear them here under normal circumstances. But when the trop is up, we can hear them. Well, there's a 90.5
okay.
KJIC, which is a Southern gospel.
I'm going to do something nice for American soldiers. They have been good to me, and I want to be good to them. And you know what I know today? That God stood beside me, and he said, child, someday I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. And you say, Hansi, how would you know that God said that? You know, I was still a Nazi.
Next, we have 90.9 KTSU, owned by Texas Southern University, which is jazz, and they have a R&B oldie show on Friday. I think they do R&B oldies all day Friday, and they're on 90.9, and sometimes you can hear them here, sometimes you can't.
Okay,
next is 91.7, KTRU, the voice of Rice University.
Pretty powerful.
They're 50,000 watts,
yeah.
And generally you can hear them here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't, but generally you can. And they play rock and roll, and they have, kind of a wide version of stuff. They have a good old 60s rock and roll show on Wednesday night, and they've got couple good blues shows on there that I've come across. Next is 92.1, KRTS, K-Arts. They are a classical, and they have been doing that now for a good, 15 years, maybe.
Did you know that Houston is one of only five cities in the U.S. with permanent professional resident opera, ballet, music, and theater companies? Learn other amazing facts that will make you proud of your hometown on Friday, March 23rd, when the Houston Forum hosts Arts Alive, a fun-filled gala celebration of Houston's theater district and the performing arts, benefiting ArtStart and the Houston Forum's 21 Fund for Community Outreach. You'll groove to the tunes of the Golden Boys of Bandstand, Frankie Avalon, Fabian, and Lou Christie, and the Hyatt Regency Hotel's Imperial Ballroom. Don't miss the opportunity to bid on a luxurious 16-day Silver Sea cruise or an entertainment and travel package, allowing you to enjoy some of the world's best entertainment on the stages of Houston, followed by a trip on Continental Airlines to any one of its European destinations. Either choice is yours for the asking. Arts Alive is brought to you in part by K-Arts. Call 713-439-0466 to purchase tickets or visit thehoustonforum.org for more information.
Back to music now with the Revolutionary and Romantic Orchestra, led by John Elliott Gardner, with Robert Levin at the piano. Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major on K-Arts.
Next, we have 92.9, KKBQ, 93Q, owned by Cox. They are country, and back in the 80s they were top 40, and before that they used to be on 92.5. And they moved over to 92.9 so that 92.1 could be moved in or built.
The new 93Q, Sawyer Brown and Some Girls Do. Jay Kelly, we're live at Rodeo Houston 2001, brought to you by Kroger, where it costs less to get more, of course. Coming up, I got Lone Star for you. Brad Paisley and Faith Hill's The Way You Love Me is next on the new 93Q.
Waking up in the morning, the Q Morning Zoo, with Rick.
Starting tomorrow, we were talking about who should give up what.
I think Clinton probably needs to give up cigars.
I think that Tim McGraw should give up Faith Hill for me.
Sonny, I thought Faith Hill should give up Tim McGraw for me.
Great. I think you both ought to just plain give up.
This is for Rick and Tom.
Uh-huh.
I think y'all should give up women. Y'all are never going to get any.
Agreement required. Early termination fee and restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer good at participating locations only.
KKBQ Pasadena.
Thanks for listening to the new 93Q, your station for rodeo fun and home of the Q Morning Zoo.
KKBQ Houston, Texas.
Next is 93.3.
Good signal.
K-Love, they are Spanish adult contemporary. They are owned by Hispanic Broadcasting. And they also have a 104.9.
Okay.
They have two 104.9s, one here in Galveston and one west of Houston.
In so then the 93.9, I'll hear the same thing on 104.9.
Yeah, 93.3 and 104.9, you'll hear the same thing.
Okay.
Next is 93.7, The Arrow, classic rock, owned by Clear Channel.
That's a booming signal here.
Yeah. They've been doing classic rock now for probably 6 or 7 years, I think. They've been doing it quite a while.
Arrow 93.7. We play big band music. Big bands like U2, Led Zeppelin, The Stones, The Beatles, BTO, The Eagles, CCR, The Doors. You know, like this.
The Buzz, KTBZ.
Yep.
By the way, the call on the arrow was KKRW. I forgot to mention that. But anyway, the Buzz, KTBZ, which up until last July was on 107.5. They're owned by Clear Channel, and there was a little frequency switch there that I got to hear. That's kind of interesting.
Good.
Wish I had.
Wish you'd recorded it.
And I would have. If I had a working tape machine, I would have. They're modern rock on the Buzz.
And that's the Buzz.
We are buzzing on the Buzz.
On Houston's new music alternative, 94.5, the Buzz.
One quirky dude there, where it's at, and brand new stuff from Train. Good stuff. Here's Drops of Jupiter, 94.5 The Buzz.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere.
Next we have KIKK. They are Houston's country alternative, and they play a lot of, I guess, kind of off the beaten path kind of country artists. They seem to repackage that station every few months.
Is this something like Kiss is in Austin? Or
oh, they're more like
modern rock country?
Oh, they play some rock and roll in there. I've heard them play Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
I'm not like rock country, you know, like Garth Brooks.
They'll play Garth Brooks, but they'll play, what else? I've heard REO Speedwagon on there.
Okay.
I've heard various other artists. It's a pretty interesting station.
Okay.
And they play a lot of people like Bonnie Raitt and Delbert McClinton,
yep.
A lot of these so-called Texas artists.
Okay.
And they're owned by Infinity Broadcasting, and they've been country since the 60s. They probably were, they were the first FM country in Houston.
Her and tenderness and guts to stick around. That is cool. When you're tired of being lonely, beat up, and confused. Golly, punch a man like that. It'll treat you right. 95.7 Kick FM. Our live lunch cut on the way, recorded live at Stubbs in Austin. Reckless Kelly. Yeah, it's an AC/DC tune. Very country, though. I mean, if you had to categorize this live lunch cut, one or the other, and I'm not going to make you do that, but trust me, you would stick it over in the country thing. Great fiddle playing. It's all on the way on 95.7 Kick FM. Also, Corey Morrow and Big City Stripper coming up next on Houston's Country Alternative, 95.7 Kick FM.
KIKK FM Houston.
Okay, next, we have Mix 96.5, owned by Clear Channel.
Yeah.
They've been doing Mix for... They've been mixed now for maybe 10 or 11 years.
Been mixing a long time.
Yeah, they have. And they keep mixing.
Mix 96.5, today's best music. All right, you may know that we give out bonus codes every morning right around 8:50, which are worth a bunch of points. But did you know that now we're calling out people's names? Yes. If you hear your name called, it could be worth an extra 10,000 points. Details on the way.
Anytime I need to see a face, it is cool.
Thank you, gentlemen. We will continue on next month as we finish the FM stations in Houston. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now, if you would like to submit air checks and optional but much appreciated commentary, my address is 1872 Myers Road East. That's in Marion, Ohio. Zip is 43302-9160. I can always use good material for Market Scope. And now, here are the musings from the members.
Music Radio WXYZ.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors.
Keep on hustling.
Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred, Jerry, John, Bruce,
and all of you and of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson of Calumet City, Illinois, reporting a new X-Band station that is now testing on the air. I found it at about 11 p.m. Central Time on the 25th of April. They were playing TV themes, and they are KSWJ. They're in Kansas City, Kansas. And they're testing their antenna pattern and hope to be on soon. Don't know what the format's going to be, but I'm sure they're running full power now, so you might want to check them out. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Fred and all Vic Audio Service subscribers. This is Paul and Lucille Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. And we would like to say it's great to get back on the audio service. Today's date is May the 7th of 2001. We have a few things that I'd like to bring up. First of all, I noticed that on 550, the station that used to be WBZU in Pawtucket, Providence, Rhode Island, which used to be a talk station and also used to carry New York Yankee baseball, that has now gone to Radio Disney. The only thing is, I have not been able to hear any of their call letters. I wonder if anybody knows if that station has new call letters, because it would be helpful if it would be announced. Now, also, I noticed that they're, since I've gotten back on the audio service, I have heard the same illustrious tones of those people that were calling, and that's fine. But I would love to hear some new people from perhaps some new areas, like if there are any of you audio service members on from the Tidewater, Virginia area, or from New England that haven't had a chance to call. It would be great to hear from some of you folks out there that are into radio, just as we are. And if there are anybody that has not called that's out in the Pacific area, out in Hawaii, that could give us any musings, that would be of most benefit to those of us who are members. So keep up the great work that you guys are doing on the audio service. John Balco's Travelogue is better than ever, so we're going to keep supporting radio, and I know you will too. Thank you very much for listening, and have a nice day. Happy DXing to you all.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike Corcoran in Columbus, Ohio. Two things briefly. One, our 1230, which for many years was the new WCOL, the top 40 rock and roll station through the late 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the early 80s, I believe, has been a little bit of everything, music of your life, and they've been talk, right-wing talk, and now they've changed. They are the Zone, WZNW. They have Jim Rome and the Cincinnati Reds and stuff like that. The other thing I want to say is I just listened to Dale Hamm and Gary, I think Kepler is the last name. I hope I got your name right. But I've been listening to the audio service since 1985. I only missed like the first three issues. That was the finest, most interesting, and most informative band scan. You didn't leave out anything, whether you liked this format or not. You let us hear what was there. Very good job, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Hey, fellow DXers, this is Jonathan Milam in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's Tuesday, May 15th, 2001, at about 20 after 10. I was calling about a question that I had for the May issue of the DX Audio Service. There was a radio station that had been mentioned that just broadcasted an open carrier at night, and I was wondering if that was legal or if that was considered dead air by the Federal Communications Commission. I've actually heard of radio stations here in this area, maybe one or two AM stations that have done that and just aired nothing all night long. It was just an open carrier. So I was just kind of curious about that. If anyone can shed any light on that, it would be appreciated. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. The recording of KRVN's 50th anniversary broadcast reminded me of KPNW's 30th anniversary broadcast, which was back in July 98, and one of the engineers was telling about the problems they'd had getting on the air. KPNW is Eugene's only 50 kilowatt station and is a four-tower directional facility. they'd been trying all spring testing to try to get the signal to propagate right. When they thought they had it, they'd test again. It would be all messed up. Then someone got the idea of testing when the parking lot was empty, and it worked fine. The signal had been bouncing off all the cars, so they moved the parking lot and were able to get on the air. That's all. Bye.
Hello, my fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I have a friend in Cheektowaga, New York, Greg Coniglio, who has accomplished an awful lot. Within 7 years, he's made every county in the 48 adjacent states, and I think that's great. George Grant in Akron, Ohio, is getting near it, too. I think he has a couple in Minnesota to go. Recently, I went to Meridian, Mississippi, and, on the bus in Findlay, Ohio, KVOO, Tulsa, Oklahoma, came in very well. This was about midnight on a Friday night. Also, the 740 station from Oakville, Ontario, that recently kicked in, was coming to Cincinnati very well in the middle of the night, and I got it down to Meridian a few times, although KRMG in Tulsa was finding it there, too. 1150 CKOC, the oldest station in Hamilton, Ontario, is getting a new transmitter that will boost their coverage area up into Muskoka and part of London. In Toronto, there's been a couple of changes. Talk 640 went to Mojo Talk Radio for Men one Monday in April, late in the month. I believe it would have been about Easter Monday. And the new privately owned sports network in Canada, The Team, headed by the former Chum 1050 with 11 affiliates across the country, kicked in on Monday afternoon, May the 7th. And it's doing very well so far, I will say. There's a sports station in Springville, New York, coming in on 1330 under the sports station in Erie, Pennsylvania that I get over at WFNN. And that's been coming here for the last few months. Also, I want to thank the gentleman in Minnesota who on the last tape acknowledged my WMKT pickup. And I'm very sorry to hear, too, about the illness being suffered by Herb Carneal. He has been a wonderful announcer all these years with the Twins, and I remember him and Ernie Harwell did the Baltimore Orioles games and Baltimore Colts at one time, too.
Hi there. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida, with a report for you. Radio station WRHB is on the air. They are 1020 on the dial, and they are mainly playing music. They say things like, WRHB, Kendall, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Feel the Difference, and they're known as Radio Carnival, and they play Haitian music. Also, I'm looking for something. If anybody can record for me a tape of WFUN 970 in Ashtabula, Ohio, I would really appreciate it. For more information, my phone number is area code 305-673-0430. And the best time to call is after midnight. No collect calls, please. But if you can record for me WFUN 970, I would appreciate it, and I'll send you a tape. Thank you very much. That's all for now. Have a great day.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
The following was in one of the news groups that I participate in, and I thought I'd read this to you because if you're in radio, you'll probably get a big kick out of this, and if you're not in radio, well, we're going to educate you a little bit. It's titled A Brief and Incomplete History of Radio by Dan O'Day. A reader asks, following your advice on an earlier column, we've looked for and actually hired part-timers from several unusual places. One was a waiter our GM had while trying to pitch a potential client. Another, a door-to-door salesman who just happened to come into the station lobby. But when we get them on the air, they seem to clam up and become much more boring than they were before we hired them. When training newly discovered part-timers, what are the most important things to start with? Well, Dan replies, tell them stories about how and why you got into radio, who influenced you, your best radio moments, what you still hope to achieve, or stories about broadcasting despite impossible conditions, accidentally locking yourself out of the studio, on-air flubs, stories about personal connections that have been made with listeners, the girl who called to request her late grandmother's favorite song, the fan who sent you chocolate chip cookies on your birthday, the listener who berated you for mispronouncing the names of his favorite artist, stories about transistor radios under the bed covers and at the beach, endless struggles to control the car radio buttons, would you please turn that down, and wait, I want to hear this, novelty records and girl groups and Motown and Stax and Cadence and Elvis from the waist up and hearing I Want to Hold Your Hand for the very first time. Stories about lovesick teenagers dedicating songs back and forth to each other. About children turning on the radio before they're even awake, feverishly hoping to hear those magic words from their local disc jockey. No school today. It's a snow day. About loneliness and a solitary voice reaching out to you. About making a complete stranger laugh or reflect or remember. About baseball games from far away on your car radio. About someone driving across town or across country with only you and your radio brethren for company. Stories about Larry Lujack and John Records Landecker and Robert W. and Wolfman Jack and Gary Owens and Dr. Don and Kenny Everett. Ask someone in the UK about Kenny. And those crazy young jocks who brought American-style radio to Europe in the 1960s by taking to the seas in honest-to-God pirate radio ships. Imagine broadcasting under the worst possible conditions. Now imagine doing it while seasick. Stories about bad news and everyone immediately turning on the radio. About sad news and when you heard it. About practical jokes and misunderstandings and mild or wild revenge. About getting fired, packing up the U-Haul, and being scarred all over again, getting angry, getting older, and the good old days. Staticky voices crisscrossing in the night, 15-hour air shifts, flaky jocks, disappearing engineers, stories about legendary radio people you almost met in an elevator while at the convention, the major market PD who did you a favor, the request line caller you can't forget, practical jokes on the news guy, disappearing stationery, and a bedroom full of promo records that one day will be worth something, I imagine, staying up late talking radio, swapping tapes, borrowing ideas, embellishing your ratings, deepening your voice, losing your voice, losing your place, losing your keys, losing your cool. Wire service copy paper, 15-inch reels, pin-controlled automation, caffeine addiction, and junk food and whatever the station could trade for. Old friends, borrowed headphones, uncontrollable sleep-deprived laughter, razor blades, splicing tape, and grease pencils. Draping the tape edit over your shoulders until it was safe to throw away. Q-tones, Q-sheets, in-cue, out-of-breath, slip-cueing, back-announcing, and hitting the post. Egos, rivals, and friendships. Imagination, excitement, Orson Welles and Jack Benny, and Ma Perkins and Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Arthur Godfrey and Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. Losing jobs, gaining weight, changing names. How did they do that? And listen to this. Storz, McClendon, Drake, and Chuck Bloor's Color Radio. Play-by-play and blow-by-blow, sports scores and election returns, and number one on the charts this week. 777, First Ticket, Hooper, Pulse. You don't look anything like you sound. What am I doing with my life? And 7-day work weeks, and I can't believe I get paid for this. Slow-starting turntables, nickel on the tone arm, the cart machine sticks. Stories about hotlines, hot shots, skimmers, phantom cume, time checks, time warping, ratings, feelings, winning, showing off, t-shirts and coffee mugs, and iridescent frisbees. Billboard and Claude Hall and Cashbox and Record World and R&R and Bill Gavin's Green Pages. Floods and tornado watches and power outages and school lunch menus. Lost dogs, lost accounts, lost tempers. Jiving, shouting, rhyming, whispering. Hiccup remedies, lemon and honey, and good old-fashioned adrenaline just to save the day. Embarrassed, elated, delighted. High-low, name it and claim it, and dollar a holler. Playlists and station surveys and good guys, Q, Zoo and Boss, Bob and Ray and Mike and Elaine, and the Monitor Beacon, jingles, stickers, Chicken Man and the Odar Wavelength, silly stunts, intense rivalries, passion, B-sides and label colors, and songwriter credits, favorite songs, favorite artists, favorite moments, newspaper wars, live remotes, and meter readings. Shouts, stingers, sweepers, stagers, stabs, make goods, live tags, rip and read, and back timing to the news. Alan Freed and Dan Ingram and Cousin Brucey. Beat the Bomb and Lucky Bucks and Battle the Bands. Pinning the Needle, Pegging the Meter, Riding Game. Feedback and Wrapping the Capstan, and hold on a second, I gotta go on the air. Sign on, sign off. Warming up the filaments, and compression, compression, compression. Gates bored with rotary pots, Automax and Volumax, intros and outros, ramps and talk-ups, false endings, and record popping and skipping, and carts jamming. Philosophical differences and late-night resume photocopy sessions. Tight board, good pipes, will relocate. The big break, bad luck. Skip waves, skipping town with the air staff's paychecks. Queuing past the splice, heavy phones, cue burn. Solid gold, hot 9 at 9, hot 100. WABC, KHJ and KLIF, and WOWO and WLS, and making it to the big markets. Friday night countdowns, Saturday swap shops, Sunday drag racing commercials, twin spins, double plays, triple shots, and instant replays. Romantic entanglements, broken hearts, big dreams, small wins, and garbage mouth leaves Cleveland. No one will touch these carts, and that means you. Were you listening when? And what'd you think? And you should have been there. Then explain to that new jock, now, you are there. What are you going to do with it? And now it's your turn. What are your favorite radio stories from either side of the microphone?
Mark Dernberger back on the road again. This month, concluding our two-parter from the summer of 1999 as we motored east from Minneapolis toward Ohio. A trip that was supposed to take us all the way to the front door of the Sheetrock announce booth, but we didn't quite get there. We're on our return leg now, crossing Indiana and Illinois, and reaching out with our radios to see who's operating on the clear channels during the day.
First Federal Savings Bank is now more than ever first in hometown banking, with three Huntington locations to serve you at 100 Frontage Road, 648 North Jefferson downtown, and 1240 South Jefferson. First Federal Savings Bank of Huntington, FDIC insured and equal housing lender.
Cloudy skies, 63 degrees at Fort Wayne International Airport, 66 degrees off the world-famous WoWo fire escape. Good morning, I'm Michael O'Shea, and this is the 10 o'clock edition of WoWo News.
You're in a hurry.
You have time for this?
You don't have a lot of time to waste.
I don't have time.
That's why we don't waste any time getting you the news, weather, and traffic right away.
The bigger problems are on the north side.
Jeff Pigeon and the morning team. News at the top and bottom of every hour.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes.
All the interstate travel lanes are open.
That's what I like to hear.
Because you don't have time to waste. You'll always hear the news first.
Oh, beautiful.
On the News and Talk of Indiana, WIBC.
Radio Indiana. WIBC, Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth. This news for Tutwiler Cadillac. The main downtown post office has been evacuated.
Try one today on Preston Highway, Breckenridge Lane, and Dixie Highway in Louisville, and in Clarksville, Shepherdsville, and Elizabethtown.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. 84 WJM. News on the hour.
I'm Paul Miles with News Radio 84 WHAS. 15 people remain hospitalized today after the freak tornado that ripped through downtown Salt Lake City yesterday. One person was killed.
As we made our U-ey and started back home on the interstate, we looked back over our shoulder a long way to Columbus, Ohio, and tried to capture 880.
Dr. Dobson is sponsored by Focus on the Family.
Buried in the static of a summery afternoon, there's a little bit of WRFD 880 from Columbus. From Cleveland, here's a capture you haven't heard on our band scan.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Today, Annie's Choice. To close the show, that does it for me. I'm Bill Randall, AM850 WRMR. Stay tuned for Carl Reese.
Things appear to have been motivated by hate.
Attorney General Janet Reno speaking minutes ago about the shootings in Los Angeles that left five wounded and a postal worker dead.
On night two of our Clear Channel band scan loop from Minneapolis toward Ohio and back again, we parked in western Illinois. And here's what we heard on the clears from the western part of the country, beginning with 850.
38-7. Before we go down to the locker room and check in with Mike Shanahan, let's take 10 seconds for the stations to identify themselves here on the Denver Bronco Network.
Denver Broncos football in Titletown, USA.
And the rest of the world.
B50KOA.com.
Broncos Radio.
850KOA in Denver.
Well, the Broncos win their second preseason game. This one by the final of 38-7 over the Arizona Cardinals. They are now 2-0.
From our location in western Illinois, 7-10 and 8-10 and 11-20 from the grain belt. We're all booming in.
So call soon for the best seats. Get to know the King and I before it's too late. The King and I, this week only at Starlight Theater. Call 363-STAR.
We are Talk Radio.
Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
710 KCMO, Kansas City.
It's All Seasons RV Day at the Missouri State Fair, right here on the farm. 810 WHB, Kansas City.
He didn't know he'd been engaged by an admitted killer. A Los Angeles cab driver is now telling his story of an $800 fare to Las Vegas with passenger Buford Furrow. The man has acknowledged shooting his way into a Los Angeles Jewish center.
I can understand. You know, you get famous, you certainly don't want to align yourself
with the likes of me. But 8 to 10, the evening special with your host Bob Costas and Cardinal manager Tony La Russa for 2 hours in the studio, and then we will have Dan Rather. This program is not over either, my friends. Oh, no. David Bean Cooley, New York Daily News, and the author of The Dictionary of Teleliteracy, comes up after the news. This is KMOX St. Louis. It's 11.
CBS News, I'm Bill Fitka. He's going back to L.A., Buford Furrow, the man suspected of training gunfire on children at a Jewish community center, and the murder of a mailman was put on a helicopter and flown to Los Angeles.
This idea of doing a clear channel band scan from the road is not as simple as it sounds. We carry two stereo digital tape recorders and four receivers and three tuned loops. And, of course, all of those have to be set up away from the car, which generates its own interference, particularly the computer in these cars. And you need to get away from the ignition noise, too. So it's very hard to capture an actual air check while you're moving down the highway. What we do is we have a timer that we allow to prod us into action at about 45 minutes past the hour. We look for the nearest place to stop. And we're getting pretty good at setting up the antennas. We keep them partially assembled, so all we have to do is plug them in and get the radios out. Well, of course, in the previous half hour or so, we've mapped out the plan so we know what frequencies we want. We get everything set up, plugged in, start the recorders at about 2 minutes to the hour, and get our captures, and then head on down the road for another stop just about 45 minutes later. Takes a while to get anywhere on the interstate when you're stopping every 35 or 45 minutes. But hey, that's the fun of this whole thing.
Make sure you order cassettes, videos, Newswatch magazine, back issues, or so that we can witness to the entire nation of the coming United Nations possible occupation and the Y2K problem, the largest donation you possibly can. Remember to stay tuned now after the station identification for the next segment of Newswatch magazine.
The preceding program was paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
17 AM WWL.
The following program has been paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
And on 1090,
we hope you'll join us again next week for the Word Today.
You've been listening to The Word Today on AM 1090 KAAY Little Rock. Lynn Cross here to introduce to you our next program, Cry Aloud. It is 11 o'clock.
And I heard a gentle voice say, child, you're almost home. You fought the fight, kept the faith, now the victory has been won. All my doubts and fears have rolled away, I'll finally overcome. And now I'm walking on that path that's straight and narrow.
Purpose of this moment to cry aloud and prepare not to lift up our voice like a trumpet against the sin that has overtaken our nation and to declare that the end time is surely upon us.
And here's 1110.
Call us at 1-888-399-DISH. 1-888-399-DISH. Not intended as a spouse substitute.
DISH Network, how would you like your TV?
This is KFAB Omaha. And online at KFAB.com.
News. This is Frank Setapani. He didn't mean to shoot children. A published report says suspected Los Angeles gunman Buford Furrow told investigators the youngsters were hit only because they got in the way.
Here's 1160.
Discover your World Wide Web begins right next door. If you don't, who will? A message from KSL News Radio 1160, a Bonneville station.
On News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
Utah News Traffic and Weather Station.
With all requests and dedications on KOMA at 92.5 FM and across the U.S. at 1520 AM, we're America's number one oldie station.
KOMA. Oklahoma's
Well, we're on our way into the barn here at the end of a two-day doodah out on the interstates from Minneapolis almost to Ohio, down into Indiana and through Illinois and back through Iowa.
I'm Dick Layman in the WHO News Center.
This is Muhammad Khan. Join me from 10 to noon on News Radio 1040 WHO Des Moines.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Finally, after months of drought, some significant rain coming for many of you in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Forecasters predicting some areas may get a couple of inches of rain this weekend.
Well, we're practically driving right by the tower of KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, when we heard this signature.
Join AmeriCorps Vista. Call 1-800-942-2677.
Your mind just expands. Makes you realize what's really important.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell, the neo-Nazi accused of wounding five people at a Jewish center in Los Angeles. And
we laid down the three Minneapolis stations on 830, 1130, and 1500, heading up the freeway toward Minneapolis.
Right now, though, at the airport, mostly sunny skies, humidity is at 46%, and the current temperature is 74 degrees.
I'm Tim Ryan, WCCO Radio News. Coming up after CBS, three women were killed in a two-vehicle accident near Prior Lake today. The 29th annual Minnesota Renaissance Festival near Shakopee drew plenty of people today. There was a funeral held today for the murdered postal worker near Los Angeles. More on that just ahead from CBS. CBS News this hour is sponsored by Ritz Camera Centers. This is Minnesota's news, weather, and traffic station. You're dialed in to 830 WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul.
830 WCCO means award-winning news. Even in play-by-play sports, if news breaks out, we'll break in to keep you up to date. WCCO. It's 6 o'clock.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Leah B. Olson in studio in Minneapolis. Before we take a trip around the WNBA, let's take 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the Minnesota Lynx Radio Network.
You're listening to Minnesota Lynx Basketball on the Sports Leader. AM 1130 KFAN, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Welcome back once again. I'm Leah B. Olson in studio. It's time now for a trip around the WNBA. Compliments of Northwest Airlines.
All right, thanks for being with us. I'm Paul Brand. We've been live at Highland Fest. We'll be back here tomorrow, so stay with us. Have a good evening. We'll see you tomorrow for more Auto Talk. Thanks for being with us.
STP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It hasn't picked a president yet, but Republicans are running an...
And that's the final in our series of Clear Channel captures on the interstate from Minneapolis to Ohio and back through the southern part of the Midwest. This is Mark Dernberger. We hope you're enjoying our broadcasts. We have a special series coming up later this year. It's recordings made by WSM Nashville engineers back in the early 1970s of other Clear Channel stations on the air. It'll be a great chance for you to hear some vintage jingles and some vintage station builders. If you have any comments or suggestions for our Bandscan columns, please email me at mark@dernberger.com. That's D-U-R-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. Or we'd also like to hear from you by surface mail if you'd like, care of the DX Audio Service at Fred's address. We'll be back again next month with more Clear Channel Bandscan fun. Until then, good listening, DXers.
KACBQ 11-7, 11-7.
Well, that's about it for this edition. Just one quick thing I want to say. This issue is going out a little bit late. We're mailing on June the 2nd, 2001. We've had some mail problems in the last couple months, so I just would be interested to know, since this is being mailed on June the 2nd, if your magazine comes late. Typically, you should get it in about a week, but let me know if you get a late delivery. If it comes, say, after the 10th of the month, I'd be curious. That's it. That's all. There is no more.
We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.